Our next item is conditional use number 1983, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, I do have a motion prepared for this that I would like to read into the record to see if we get a second, can carry forward with a vote. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1983 for Gerald W. Hocker and Emily W. Hocker for a food vendor in a C1 district, and that is based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, that this project is located on a 9.6-acre property that is owned by the applicant and that already has several commercial activities, which include a grocery store, a hardware store, deli, gas pumps, and car wash. Secondly, the location along Route 26 is appropriate. Three, the use will be limited, as stated by the applicant, to takeout food. Four, the proposed use will not have any significant impact on traffic, area roadways, or the surrounding community. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, and them being A, that the use shall be limited to a takeout-style food and beverage vendor. B, there shall be no more than three picnic tables on the site. The picnic tables shall be shown on the final site plan. C, the use shall be seasonal only, operating from April 1 through November 1, with hours of operations, as stated by the applicant, of Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. D, there shall only be one lighted sign on the site for this use, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. No feather flags or freestanding signs of any shape or size shall be permitted. The location of the 32 square foot sign shall be shown on the final site plan for the property. And I do want to get back to this condition with a question. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. In regards to the condition that I read into the record in far as dealing with signs, I was just curious if either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank had any comments on that insofar as an enforcement or...
It's an enforcement issue because the ordinance only allows for one sign per parcel, per frontage, and they already have a sign on the premise not relating to this business for the whole center. So they have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance for an additional ground sign.
Okay.
That's the way to resolve it. It would go to the board. They have to go to the board anyway to use the mobile home type structure for a business.
Mm-hmm.
And for the setback of the business, otherwise it would have to be set back the required distance from the front property line. So they could put all three together in one application.
Mr. Chairman, then I would like to amend the motion that I just read into the record to stand with the deletion of condition D.
Second.
One other change, just real quick, a point of clarification. I think and this may have been a drafting error, and I don't think it was on my part, a misunderstanding. On C, I think it said hours of operation as stated by the applicant. And you wrote, Mr. Smith, of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That wasn't part of the record. So it should just be as hours of operation.
As stated by the applicant.
As stated by the applicant. That's good.
Yes. So amended.
That's a friendly amendment. Well,
how would you word that?
It just ends after applicant. So it'll say with hours of operation as stated by the applicant.
So you're taking out of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
yeah,
the hour.
Okay. That was a misprint.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Mr. Smith.
I made a second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1983, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.